This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to show you the gospel of the Lord Jesus, to deliver you from your bondages, from your deceits, from your lies, from the law of Moses, that redeem you by the blood of Jesus and sanctify you through his faith in his blood and by his Holy Ghost, set you apart to God, that you can serve him with your spirit in your heart. Well, where are we going to start? What do you think?
Oh, no. It's up to you. You've had me start in about three different places, but
well,
in the last 10 minutes.
How about going to Romans 10? We left off yesterday talking about faith. We've been talking about repentance, been talking from dead works, been talking about repent, believe the gospel, been talking about faith and how faith works and where faith is located. And last time we left off with, actually we left off with Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But we just had moved this fast. Romans chapter 10. And verse, was it 6? 10:6. Let's see what that says.
Okay. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Notice, you hear people say they preach the word of faith. They preach the word of faith. They preach faith. Well, if they're not preaching that, they don't preach the word of faith. Well, the Bible's plain. It says, don't say in verse 6, it tells you how the righteousness of faith speaks. And it says in verse 8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart. I think it's mouth, and in thy heart. Is that right?
That's right.
Mouth. In thy heart, that which we preach, the word of faith, in our mouth, in our heart, which we preach, right?
Right.
If we will do what?
If we shall confess.
Well, pardon me. Yeah, I said say. Confess. If we will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that he was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. That's the word of faith. That's the word of faith right there. No, not just any word. That word is a word of faith. And look what it does. It will save you. It will save. It will make you sound. Make you sound. All right? Now, we're going on. Well, but it says, because if you read the next two verses, the same problem as last night.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
There you go.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
That.
For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen. So, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Does that say that?
That's right.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Right?
Right.
Thank God. Last night, I battled tonight I battle again just to get the words out. Why? Because the devil hates this. The devil hates it. The devil says, come down here, you know, sob and act remorseful and say Jesus or something, you'll be saved. No. Remorse has nothing to do with this. Repentance is an act of God where he leads your heart to repentance unto salvation that needed not to be repented of. 2 Corinthians 7. Now, this afternoon, in much prayer, much warfare, God began speaking to me about 5:15, 5:30, somewhere there, about what he wanted me to speak on tonight. This is all faith. We're talking about repentance from dead works, then faith toward God. If you have faith toward God, here are the things that you will do. So, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 8. Now, and I'm going to talk a little later about some examples of this. All right? So, Jeremiah chapter 8, would you start?
I'm going to start in verse 9.
Okay.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of my daughter, of my people, slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaves shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense cities. Let us be silent there, for the Lord our God has put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which shall not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
We notice in the, I think it was the 10th verse, might have been the 9th, where God's men had rejected his word and the wisdom that he had placed in them. Rejected it. That's America today. That's the world. They rejected the skill of God. They rejected the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not have a revelation of it, and they do not believe it. They can't. And God says, I'll take women from these kind of men, and I'll give it to someone else. I'll give these women to someone else. Houses, fields, and everything. Jeremiah's prophecies have been true from the day they were prophesied, and they are still in action today in the world. Incredible prophecy. Now, it goes on, and it talks about the daughters, how they're hurt. How they're hurt. And the prophet was full of covetousness. That's America. That's America. That's the preachers. The prophets prophets, are full of covetousness. They've rejected the Word of God, from Billy Graham down. Thank God. They've rejected God's Word. They've not preached the Word of faith. They've not preached it. Not preached the gospel, which is the Word of faith. They've rejected it. Therefore, they were unable to heal daughters of Zion. They were unable to heal the daughters of Zion. Just briefly, just small amount were the daughters healed. A very small amount. And God was hurt. The daughters were hurt. And God was hurt because of his daughters, of the daughters of Zion. Oh, I know. We got a preacher in the Metroplex. Be loose, woman, be loose. He hadn't loosed anybody from anything except their purses. Thank God. He doesn't know how. He hadn't been loosed himself. Amen. And women are deceived. They believe these lies. Now, I'd like to turn, Kathy, to turn to Acts 3 and Acts 4. And then I want to share something. Personal testimony. Amen. Start out in Acts 3:1. Let's go.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them.
The man was healed. The name of Jesus, right?
Right.
Now what it said?
Right.
Silver and gold have I done. Such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Is that what he said?
That's right.
Name of Jesus. That's what this night is about. The name of Jesus. Faith in his name. Now, if we go to the fourth chapter, verse 1. Amen.
And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they had taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold in the next day, for it was now evening tide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen. I think somewhere right in there says he was about 40 years of age. You don't have to look at it, honey. But 40 years of age and never walked. Never walked. And the name of Jesus, with faith in that name, mixed with that power, it was all together. The gospel and faith, the word of faith, which is the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Believing it in your heart, that man can be made whole, be saved. Romans 10 said so. Verse 9. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Now, in these passages, it talks about salvation, healing is salvation. Healing is salvation. I've had to fight all these wicked spirits, all these religious spirits that do not believe that salvation is more than a one-time experience. Healing is salvation. Anything you need is salvation that you need from God. It is salvation. And there's no name under heaven, none whereby you might receive salvation, but the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord Jesus. You got it? Now, for several weeks, God has had some women that have been praying with them. Started back in May with three at that time. Now there are four. And you know what God is doing with them? He's healing them. They're daughters of Zion. Daughters of Zion. And the church, the prophets, their husbands, the apostles, the pastors, teachers, the evangelists, can't do a thing with them. They can't. Why? Because they've rejected God's word. They've rejected God's word. And the wisdom that he gave them, they've rejected them. God's word. And these four women, God has brought to me and their daughters of Zion to heal them up. Thank God. So, you know, I praise the Lord a lot, pray a lot, and sometimes 2 or 3 hours before they get there. And when they get there, then we see what God's doing. Today, these four were in there, and I'd been walking and praying for an hour and a half, walking and praying for an hour and a half before they got there. And one of them came and said, "I'm much better," or something. "I'm better." I said, "Things around you or you?" "No, I'm better." I said, "Good." And so I just kept praying, praising God, worshiping God. Then God started speaking by the Spirit, the name of Jesus, 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 the name of Jesus. Three of them had manifestations, breaking, healing, the hurt, the heart. Here's one of them, right? Healing. What's in their heart? Amen. One said something came out of their head. Another one was hurt in their back. And God healed them. That pain in their back was in their heart. The pain in their head was in their heart. The pain that was with this one was in their heart. God heals your heart. He has to heal your heart. Thank God. Not your brain, your heart. And that's where healing begins. God is healing the heart of his daughters of Zion. And I praise God what he's doing. It is time to worship God, would you say? The Water of Life Boys, along with recordings of worship here at Water of Life, with Terry Bye, we're going to worship, would you say? Amen. 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 Amen.
When it was dark in my heart, you brought life to me, a child of darkness became a child of light. And when my soul Peter said, John, don't you weep. It was all part of the plan. And there in the middle of God's glorious throne, hallelujah, there stood a lamb. And they sang, worthy, worthy of honor and praise. They were casting down crowns and praising his name. And he said, are you worthy? Are you Jesus saying, I am? Oh, praise God. Oh,
bless you. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.